This afternoon, I want to talk about the topic of compassion. And compassion is certainly something I struggle with. And just to give you a couple examples of how bad I am at having compassion in my heart, just driving around Amarillo, you'll find a lot of opportunities to help somebody out. You'll find a lot of people asking for different things. And so one afternoon, as I was driving through town, I saw a guy sitting on the corner with a sign, and he said, I'm an Army veteran. I need money or whatever will help. God bless. And the first thought that went to my mind wasn't, wow, I really need to help this guy out. My first thought was, well, there's no way this guy's actually a veteran. He's probably one of those guys that, you know, fake it and are just doing this to get some extra money or just doing this because they don't want to work. And that was the first thought that went through my mind when really I had no idea what his situation was. I didn't know if he was rich. I didn't know if he was poor. I didn't know if he was doing fine. But I made a judgment basically because I didn't want to go out of my way and help this guy. I didn't want to show compassion. And another opportunity I had that I kind of let slip through, I saw a guy changing a tire on the interstate, and I thought, well, you know, maybe that guy needs some help. He looks a little elderly. Maybe I should get out and help him. But as I kind of just zoomed past him, I was like, well, it's too late now. I can't turn around now. Someone else maybe will stop and help. But, you know, I felt bad for the guy, so that counts, doesn't it? You know, I felt some concern. I thought, wow, that guy needs some help. Maybe I should help him, but I whizzed on by. And the bottom line is, you know, just feeling bad for somebody, feeling concern, isn't what compassion is. And so this afternoon, I want to look at what compassion is and who we can look to give us examples of perfect compassion and also how we can show compassion today. So you might ask yourself, if compassion isn't just a feeling, then what exactly is compassion? I'm pretty sure I just Googled compassion definition. I think this is what came up on Google. But it said that compassion was a sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. And I thought about that definition and I thought, well, is that really compassion? Because I feel like I felt that for the guy changing the tire, but I didn't do anything about it. So is that really compassion? I think if we look at the Bible definition, this is one of the words from compassion. It says to be moved as to one's bowels, hence to be moved with compassion. Have compassion, for the bowels were thought to be the seat of love and mercy. Think about those words, to be moved with compassion, to have compassion. So a different way I've thought about it that's been helpful to me is that compassion is the driving force. It's not just a feeling that you get in your gut when you feel like you need to help somebody. It's something that drives you to act. It's something that drives you to help that person and not just, you know, sit or just go on by and not do anything about it. When I think about especially the biblical definition, I think about people like Pharaoh's wife or Pharaoh's daughter, whoever it is. I forgot, my bad. Exodus chapter 2 and verse number 6, it says, and when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. So as this woman, Pharaoh's daughter or wife, I completely forgot who it was. My mind just went blank. But as she was bathing in the river and Moses floated towards her, she opened that basket and saw the baby. And she had true compassion and actually helped the child. If she just closed the lid and pushed it back in the river, it's like, well, Godspeed with that child. I don't know how that child's going to make it, but I hope someone helps him. You know, that's not compassion. But instead, she took the baby out of the river. She raised it and helped it along the way. And that, to me, is a true example, a pure example of compassion. You know, that also kind of brings up the subject. Our compassion can change someone's life. If we think, well, what I'm going to do isn't really going to help that person. It's not really going to help that person's life. You know, we don't know how far our compassion can reach and how much our compassion can change somebody's life. Now, what compassion is not, we can read about in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. It says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? So that reminds me of the example of when I drove on by the guy who was trying to change a tire, and I thought, well, I hope somebody helps him. Maybe someone will help him. But that's the least helpful thing I could have done, was to just drive on by and not do anything about the opportunity I had, but just wished that they would do well. That's certainly what compassion is not. We can't gain anything spiritually from not doing anything. And the bottom line, talking about compassion, is we need to show compassion in our lives. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, it says, "But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" How can we say that we are Christians if we don't show compassion, especially to our brothers and sisters in Christ, let alone strangers or people in the world? I think we should show compassion on everybody, not just our fellow Christians. But as long as we keep our compassion inside of us and we never allow our compassion to act on an opportunity we have, then how can we profess that we are Christians? It says, "How dwelleth the love of God in him?" So we need to show compassion. We know what compassion is. It's not just a feeling. It's something that drives us to help, to try to make a change, try to help someone change their circumstances. So who is our example of compassion? You could probably guess it. I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count. It would be Jesus. Jesus is our ultimate example of compassion. And if you get out your Bible and you start reading from the New Testament in Matthew, the first place you'll find the word compassion used with Jesus will be in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 and 36. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 and 36. "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." It says Jesus was moved with compassion on them. What motivated Christ? What helped to drive his compassion, to drive him to help these people? It was their state. They fainted. They were scattered abroad. They were like sheep having no shepherd. They were hopeless. They were lost. And Jesus had compassion on that and wanted to do something about it. So what are a few ways that Jesus showed compassion on others, showed compassion on people while he was here on earth? One way I believe he showed compassion was through healing and performing miracles. And I have several scriptures here I'm going to read through. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 34 says, "So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him." Also, Mark chapter 1 and verse 40 and 41. "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean." Also, Luke chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. "And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And lastly, Matthew chapter 14 and 14. "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." Went a little fast through those scriptures, but those are just a few times of the many, many times that Jesus healed and performed miracles for people. Jesus saw a need in these people's lives. He saw a physical need. People who couldn't walk. People who even died. He raised them back from the dead. He healed them, performed those miracles, brought glory to God. Do we have that kind of compassion to help every opportunity we have with for someone physically? Christ allowed that compassion to work through him and to drive him to do those miracles and have compassion on those people and show them that he loved them. Can we say we do the same? They got miracles time and time again because of the compassion and love that Christ had. Another way that Christ showed compassion was that he taught the truth. In Mark chapter 6 and verse 34, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. As it says, he was moved with compassion toward them, so he taught them many things. Jesus not only saw a physical need in these people's lives, but he saw a spiritual need as well. Before he fed the multitude, he knew they were hungry. He knew they were thirsty. He knew they were physically struggling. But he gave them something that was worth more valuable than food, than water. He gave them his word. He gave them God's word because he knew that could lead them to eternal life. And what more valuable than eternal life can we have that's anything here on earth? That wasn't the only occasion that Jesus taught out of compassion. And as we mentioned, he helped those people in ways that miracles couldn't help. He gave them his word, the word of eternal life, because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Another way that Jesus showed compassion was through forgiveness. Mainly the forgiveness of sins to people while he was on earth. And that was the power he had from God. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 6, Jesus says, "But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed and go into thine house." So to confirm this point that Jesus was able to forgive people of their sins, even on earth, it says that he had the power. He had the power on earth to forgive sins. God blessed him with that. And he used that many times. As we will see, Jesus used his compassion as a driving force to forgive people of their sins. In Mark chapter 2 and verse number 5, it says, "When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And also Luke chapter 7, verse 47 and 48. "Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven." Time and time again, Jesus forgave people of their sins. He forgave. Just as he saw a need to heal people physically, to teach people his word, he saw a need for people to have their sins forgiven. And we have that need every day of our lives. Every day we need God's forgiveness. We need the forgiveness through the blood of Christ. Probably the most talked about example of forgiveness from Christ can be found in Luke chapter 23 and verse number 43. It says, "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." The thief on the cross, as those three men hung there, the compassion of Christ was overflowing, so to speak. And it not only influenced others around him, it influenced one of the thieves on the cross. Because as you can read, they were both saying hateful things. They were railing on him. But then one of the criminals finally thought, you know, this guy doesn't deserve what he's getting. And he told the other thief that. He said, "Why are you saying hateful things to him? Don't you see we're in the same condemnation?" But rightly so. The thief on the cross saw that they deserved that punishment, but Jesus didn't. And Jesus forgave him for that. Ultimately, it changed the thief's eternal situation. And what greater love is there than from Christ and his sacrifice? That forgiveness was an ultimate way that he showed compassion. And in that Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins. Maybe that greatest form of compassion, that he died so that we could be forgiven. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 8, it says, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he was being found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself. He took the cross and he sacrificed himself so that we could be forgiven of our sins. What a great form of compassion, the greatest that the world has ever seen. For all mankind, he did it for us so that we could accept that gift, so we could accept the gospel, so we could accept salvation through Christ. As we mentioned, while he was hanging on that cross, taking the pain, I think that at that point his compassion was at its greatest. In Luke chapter 23, in verse number 34, it says, "Then Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' And they parted his raiment and cast lots." Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even after all the torture and the beatings, the hateful speech and everything, Jesus still found it in his heart to forgive them. You know, I'm not sure if I'm that strong of a person, if someone's cursing at me, saying hateful things, doing hateful things to me, and then I'm able to just turn around and say, "I forgive you." I'm not sure if I'm that strong of a person, if I have that kind of compassion. But Christ did. Christ showed that compassion every day of his life and ultimately showed it on the cross. So how can we show compassion today? What are some things that we can do to show others that not just the compassion from us, but compassion of Christ? I think something important to establish before we continue is our motive. And that should be that we must have love in order to show compassion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3 says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." No matter what we're doing, whether we worship God, whether we have great faith, if we don't have love in our hearts, then it's meaningless. It's useless. And Jesus had the right attitude. He always showed compassion from love. Healing people did it out of love. Teaching them did it from love. Forgiving, sacrificing, he did it all out of love. And in order for us to show compassion to others the way Christ showed compassion, we must have that love as well. One way I think we can show compassion is through benevolent help. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 and 36, Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 and 36, said, "For I was an hungered, and he gave me meat. I was thirsty, and he gave me drink. I was a stranger, and he took me in. Naked, and he clothed me. I was sick, and he visited me. I was in prison, and he came to me." As this individual is being judged, Jesus told the person when they helped anyone physically, whether it was food, clothing, shelter, drink, he took notice, and others will take notice as well. When we go out of our way to do something for someone with love and the right mindset, God will take notice and God will remember what we did for that person. And ultimately, that person will remember what we did for them and wonder why we're different and why we helped them. We can glorify God through that. And hopefully that's our motive and that's what we do. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, Paul writes, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing that which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth." As Christians, we're expected to put away childish things. We're expected to do new things. And like stealing, Paul wrote, let those who steal no more, but instead work so that they can give to those that need. And as Christians, we're expected to give to the poor. We're expected to help people out physically and have compassion on them through that way. So now I want to talk about compassion stumpers. You might think, well, what's a compassion stumper? I've kind of defined it as thoughts I've had, the intents of my heart that have kept me from showing compassion to others like I should. Certainly one thing I've thought is, what if they take advantage of me? What if they don't really need my help? And that kind of relates back to the story of where the guy sitting on the corner with the sign, and I thought, well, you know, he's lying. You know, that's one of my thoughts. Well, what if they're not genuine? What if they don't really need my help? You might have had the same thought, and it's not the worst thing to be cautious about a situation, to be careful going into a situation like that. But at the same time, I know I've worried just way too much about that. I've worried way too much about if people take advantage of me. And I think about Jesus. When he helped people, when he healed people, I don't think he was too worried about them taking advantage of what he'd given them. If those people left and lived a sinful life, it wouldn't have stopped Christ from showing compassion on them anyways, because he died on the cross for our sins, and many people take advantage of that gift every day. Another thought I've had is, I can't help people like Christ did. I can't perform miracles. I can't do all this great stuff. Well, duh. I'm not Christ. I can't do those things. And I shouldn't expect myself to help people just like Christ did, to do the things that Christ did. That's unreasonable. Can we really not be a difference maker with our compassion? I believe that we can give people the greatest gift there is to offer. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." We can help people greater in any greater way than we can imagine. We can give them the truth. We can teach them the gospel. We can give them the path to eternal life. And that's the greatest gift that we can give. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." If we continue to live our lives and not tell people about the gospel, it'll just be shut up inside of us. And we talked about if we hide our compassion, if we shut up the bowels of compassion, then how can we say that we have the love of God? How can we say that we have the love of God if we don't teach others, if we hide the gospel? You know, can we truly follow the golden rule? Can we really treat others like we want to be treated if we don't teach the gospel? Because I know if I was lost and didn't know it, I'd want somebody to come out of their way, and I'd want someone to teach me the gospel. We should proclaim the compassion and love that Christ had for us. In Mark chapter 5 and verse number 19, Mark chapter 5 and verse 19 says, "Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." As Jesus healed this man, the man wanted to follow Christ so badly. And he said, not yet. He said, go home and tell your family, tell your friends the great things I've done for you. And we should do the same. As Christians, we're expected to tell others about the compassion of Christ so that they can experience that compassion, so that they can have their sins washed away. We need to show others, and we can truly make a difference with compassion by teaching others about the gospel. So that's what I want us to do throughout our lives. Let's make a difference with compassion. The book of Jude, verses 22 and 23, says, "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Some have compassion, making a difference. We can be a difference maker with compassion. We might not think we can help people, but there's millions of people who are lost, who are wandering around like sheep having no shepherd. And we ought to look at those people and have compassion on them because of that. And we ought to do what we can to show them to Christ, to lead them to Christ. It also makes a difference in our lives. By obeying the gospel, we can have our sins removed from us. We can be washed